Why the 2022 New York Jets adding a veteran receiver is the best way to support Zach Wilson's development by Tommy Griffenkranz. The 2022 NFL offseason is about to go into full swing, and the Jets should be one of the most active teams. While the Jets have some young assets, they still have many holes to fill, as one would expect from a team that has 6 wins in the past 2 seasons. General manager Joe Douglas needs to give second-year signal caller Zach Wilson as many weapons as possible. Douglas needs to go all in to help his young quarterback succeed. But what is the best route to help Wilson develop in year two? While many in the Jets fan base and in the draft community have the New York Jets selecting a wide receiver in the first round of the upcoming NFL draft, is that the best move? Most draft pundits agree that there is no Ja'Marr Chase in this class, a guy who comes in as a rookie and lights the world on fire. In fact, looking back at the past 4 NFL drafts, 40 wide receivers have been selected in the first 2 rounds. Of those 40, just 4 have had over 1,000 yards receiving in their rookie seasons. Rookies often face an uphill battle adjusting, not only to the speed of the game, but NFL life in general. It's a new life, a new playbook, a new city, new teammates, new coaches. The list of new things goes on and on. With so much on their plates, it's easy to see why it can take rookies a couple of years to hit their stride. Adding a receiver that has already learned the NFL game, found success in the NFL, knows what it takes to get open in the NFL, knows the NFL grind, and knows what it takes to be a professional is the best way to supercharge Zach Wilson's development. Douglas does not need to look very far to see an example of a young quarterback developing quicker and far better than most expected with the addition of a wide receiver. Division rivals, the Buffalo Bills, traded for veteran Stephon Diggs prior to the 2020 season, giving quarterback Josh Allen his go-to guy. Diggs, 27 during his first season with the Bills, hauled in 127 passes for 1,535 yards while scoring 8 touchdowns. Allen, in his first 2 seasons without Diggs, completed 56.3% of his passes for 5,159 yards and 30 touchdowns. In the 2 seasons after the Bills added Diggs, Allen has taken his game to another level. The former Wyoming Cowboy has completed 66% of his passes for 8,951 yards and 73 touchdowns. For some perspective, the Jets have had 73 passing touchdowns in the past 4 seasons combined. Across the country, the Arizona Cardinals took the same approach with their young signal caller, Kyler Murray, trading for wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins in 2020. Hopkins had recorded 1,000 yards receiving 5 times in 7 seasons with the Texans before being traded to the Cardinals. In his first season in Arizona, Hopkins hauled in 115 passes for 1,407 yards and 6 touchdowns. Murray improved his completion percentage, passing yards, passer rating, touchdowns, and the Cardinals went from 5 wins to 8 wins. Joe Douglas cut his teeth in the NFL as a scout for the Baltimore Ravens under legendary general manager Ozzie Newsome. In 2010, Douglas' first season in Charm City, Newsome traded for wide receiver Anquan Boldin. While Boldin did not produce any 1,000-yard seasons with the Ravens, they did win a Super Bowl with him and Joe Flacco on his rookie contract in 2012. Douglas was the vice president of player personnel from 2016 to 2019 with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles had drafted quarterback Carson Wentz in 2016. To help Wentz's development, Philadelphia signed 2 veteran wide receivers before the 2017 season, Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. Jeffrey was the team's second-leading receiver in terms of yards and 3rd in receptions, while Smith was 4th in both categories. The effect on Wentz was dramatic. The second-year signal caller finished 3rd in MVP voting. He went from 16 touchdowns as a rookie to 33 in 3 fewer games his second season. Wentz cut his interceptions in half and improved a full yard per pass attempt. Douglas has seen firsthand the benefits a veteran receiver can have on the development of a young quarterback. So who could he target? Cowboys wideout Amari Cooper is rumored to be on the trading block. Cooper himself was brought in by the Cowboys to aid in Dak Prescott's development. I'd say it's been a success. In his first full season with Cooper, Prescott threw for over 1,000 more yards and 8 more touchdowns than his previous season. At 27, Cooper is a very good receiver. He's recorded over 1,000 yards receiving in 5 of his 7 seasons in the league and 3 of 4 in Dallas. A wide receiver room with Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, and Cooper is a top 10 unit. Cooper has a $22 million cap number, but if traded, the acquiring team would only be responsible for $16 million. Beyond that, he has no guaranteed money. He has 2 years left on his deal after his first season, but any team trading for him would likely rework that contract. Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks is also likely to be traded during the offseason. Cooks is 28 and coming off a season where he recorded 90 catches for 1,037 yards and 6 touchdowns. While Cooks might not be the number one wide receiver most are looking for, his talent can't be denied. Cooks has gone over 1,000 yards receiving in 6 of his first 8 seasons. New York could look at the free agent market to find Wilson more weapons. Packers wideout Davante Adams is the big fish, but it's unlikely he even makes it to free agency as Green Bay seems destined to slap the franchise tag on him. Two names that could interest the Jets are Chargers' Mike Williams and the Bears' Allen Robinson. Williams is 27 and just recorded 76 catches for 1,146 yards and 9 touchdowns. His 15.1 yards per catch was fourth among wide receivers, receiving at least 50% of his team's targets. Williams was second with 21 contested catches and would provide an excellent red zone target for Zach Wilson. Robinson is coming off his worst season as a pro. He caught just 38 passes for 410 yards. This could give the Jets a chance to, quote, buy low on Robinson. In 2020, Robinson had 102 receptions for 1,250 yards. The Bears struggled at quarterback in 2021, so that had some effect on Robinson's numbers. At 28, the former Penn State Nittany Lion should still have a few good years left in him. Joe Douglas learned the bulk of his craft in Baltimore and Philadelphia. In both cities, the Jets GM watched as the Ravens and Eagles added veteran receivers to help the young quarterbacks on the roster. In both circumstances, the quarterbacks saw a big jump in performance following the addition of these weapons. Ultimately, both teams went on to win Super Bowls. If the Jets acquire a receiver before the draft, it should not preclude them from selecting one at some point in the draft. But getting a receiver before the draft would allow the team to fill other holes at positions like edge rusher or cornerback before having to add another receiver. In short, it would ensure that the Jets don't head into the 2022 draft in a position no team ever wants to be in, a position of desperation.